How's everything going, Gerbs? Where's life left you?
Things are good. Yeah. You guys had the show. Shane headlined at Philly
Comedy. Yeah, that was great. The Bulls rode in to battle with me, dude.
It was an incredible experience for me, and you know,
it was an incredible experience for you. Oh yeah, I guess it was.
Yeah. Well, no, no. It was,
yeah, I guess eventually it became that. You still got that hickey.
Oh, do I?
Yeah. I see. Have you been trying to cover it up with makeup?
Of course I have.
You pussy. You got to let your hickeys ride, dude. Yeah, you do, especially, man. That one. That thing was huge.
Well, there were multiples.
Yeah.
Because at one point, you were like, do the other side, and then you grabbed the back of my head and held it back.
Whoa, what? I don't remember doing that.
What?
Wait, I held you down and
you
gave
you grabbed the
hickey?
Back of my head.
Shane BDSM'd
like,
you?
Yes, yes. It was a really bizarre cacophony of emotions.
Oh, damn, that's crazy.
Dominated you into sexual pleasure?
Yes.
Yeah, I held his hair back and she sucked his neck. Dude, I have a harem of these bitches that I just control. I'm like, yo, suck my boy's neck.
I was just imagining
sometimes
that.
Sometimes the baby girls get out of control and you gotta fucking...
It's a very tough
fucking... I'm in a tough spot right now.
That's like the craziest shepherd gig in the world, dude.
You just are fending off the dumbest fucking wolves on earth.
Exactly.
You have these beautiful sheep, and these dumb gay fucking wolves try to get the sheep, and you got to hit them with a stick. You got to be like, he's trying to fuck you. He's not a good photographer. He's not a photographer. You got to hit him.
I'm still laughing about like a romance novel cover of like Steve getting a hickey and you holding his fucking hair back.
In my lap, holding his hair back. But yeah, the show was great. Gerby's got much snizz afterwards.
No,
it was crazy.
I did not get so much snizz afterwards.
Dude.
Now, hang on.
Gerby
I to
got
say,
the snizz.
Dude, it was like running with the bulls, but if a guy just turns around and just fucking head and makes out with all the bulls.
all the bulls were chasing him down the street. He was wearing a red handkerchief.
One bull
ripped it off and started sucking his neck.
Then
I reached it. I gave him a reach around the back of his head.
Shane restrained him, dude.
When I pulled his hair back, he was like, you could hear it.
Actually, I was like, stop, my hair's coming out.
No, I pulled his hair and he's like, oh God. How hard were you?
Throughout the night, very.
You were hard the entire time.
Yeah, I asked him about that.
It was, yeah.
Steve made out with a girl for 4 hours after the show. Nonstop. It was like an eighth grade dance where kids just started tongue kissing.
It was, it was fantastic. And then, I just had a record.
And then some girls kissed girls. And then the boys were dosing everybody with drugs.
I was spraying weed tincture to everybody. I was asking them. I was giving them like what Cosby should have done. I was doing what Bill should have fucking done.
Yeah,
I was like, "Do you want some drugs in your drink?" And people were like, "I don't know." I'm like, "You'll be fine."
Yeah, so that show. I thought it was so funny imagining the fans that came to see that show,
oh my God.
And then just saw the way we handled ourselves. I blacked out. I was fucking hammered. That was out of control.
I was on the edge the whole time, where I was like, kind of okay, and then I end up getting way too fucking high.
Yeah, it was great.
It was a tough time.
I was steady as a...
You were rock hard and focused.
I was
You were just a pre-cummy fucking soul.
How much cum was in your underwear?
There was an enormous amount of pre-cum in my pants.
Ew, Steve, that's so gross. Shut up.
Yes, it was.
But you only cum clear, so that was probably a full load.
No, no.
That was your full load.
First of all, we're talking about pre-cum, not cum. Second of all, that was we discussed this, the cum head.
You got your cum back.
Dude,
yes.
I fucking...
His cum's good now, dude.
Yeah. I pulled your hair and you had cum in your pants? Ew, Steve, you
rockstar
fucking
lifestyle,
tricked me,
dude.
That's just me, though. I'm fucking real. I'm bisexual.
It's all right.
I mean, that's sick that you're in a space and you're like, I gotta dominate Steve.
I gotta dominate Steve while he's getting some pussy.
That might be your sexual kink. You might just be into strict non-sexual domination.
I don't know. I fucked this morning and it was pretty. I was into it. So I think I'm into that too.
Well, you know, your sexual identity can go with the, you know, 80 minute doesn't mean that like that's your.
True. I'm a sexual Mussolini, dude. Sexual Mussolini, dude. I just stand on the balcony and be like, yo, you're fucking gay.
You don't release this till Saturday night, though.
No, we're going to release it right away, but we can.
No, you don't have to delete anything.
I don't want to jeopardize anything for you.
No, no. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Wait. What do you think? You think this will be a deal breaker if she knows you're
Well, because I didn't tell her. But here's what's going to happen.
She'll find out the secret of the ooze.
There might, you guys might not work out regardless, and I don't want to be held responsible. I don't want you to think like,
because of that
dumb fucking podcast.
Do you think so?
In my head, if it was me, I'd be like, oh, fuck, I shouldn't have said that. That's probably why she doesn't want to see me.
No.
I think girls, I don't think of them that way. They just care about, like, the resources you can provide them. You can come all over the place.
Yeah.
As long as you're like, I'm going to build you a strong home. But I don't think girls make decisions like that.
Eh.
No, they do. They're pure creatures of comfort.
Yeah, they're dumb.
You just the thing is,
at the end of the day, it's like, I just
buy her
a
nice concert ticket, and she'll sell out anybody to go.
My thing is, like, people do, like, everybody's weird in some way.
Yeah, of course.
And it's like, I have no problem talking about the ways in which I'm weird, because I almost find it weirder to not say things.
It's bizarre, dude.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, oh, what did you do that night? It's like, oh, I just went home and I, you know, this, that, and the other. It's like, no, I went home and I put a hot pad on my penis because I got a fucking narrow urethra. I don't care. I'm trying to look cool or something. It's like, that's not going to happen.
I get freaked out by extreme normies, dude. When I'm sitting with someone who's just like, yeah, well, you know, me and the old lady went down. It was pretty nice. You know, golfing was just kind of, like...
I think.
Do you ever think about fucking like driving your car off the fucking road or
right.
something?
Yeah.
I think they're dumb.
Yeah,
I think that's why.
Or I think they got a tighter,
maybe not dumb, but
tighter
just...
grasp on the fucking. You got a tighter grasp on the fucking door.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because I feel like if you really get in their heads, or especially when you loosen some of them up with a couple of drinks, dude, they can start getting real freaky.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you start pulling your friend's hair while he's getting his fucking neck sucked. Yeah. That's how we fucking get down, dude.
Oh, for sure, dude.
All my dogs. Yeah. I'll jerk off any of you.
Just vaguely bi-curious orgies, dude.
I'll fucking, yeah.
I need you to restrain me, dude.
I told you I would fucking pull you out. I'll pull you out. what fucking saint was it? Aquinas.
Saint Aquinas. No, was it Saint Ignatius, dude?
Saint Ignatius. Ignatius. That's the patron saint of coming.
That's a saint from, like, keeping you from, like...
He'll pull you out.
Making
grabs
unwise
you by the hips.
Yeah, it's a saint of helping people from unwise comes.
Okay.
So, if your ex-girlfriend calls you up and is like, no, I'm just saying, like, maybe you can hang out. You pray to Saint Ignatius, like, please, please, Saint Ignatius,
please
let me follow
me.
This fucking...
Please block this cum. Saint Ignatius might have blocked your cum.
Okay.
He might be jamming you.
He might have pinched your urethra, dude. What else is going on? We were talking before you came in here.
Yeah?
What else is going on?
I don't know.
Hit me with, fuck, what else? I don't know. You're talking about some other shit. Steve.
Well, what?
Steve, I hate to see you like this.
No, it's all right. I hate to see me like this, too.
You're up against some ropes,
who am
dude.
I? What am I doing?
You're up against some ropes.
Who even are you?
Yeah. Steve, you got to get in touch with your true self.
Yeah.
And just let it ride.
Yeah, just think about your thick fucking root right now.
Oh, yeah, so that's another thing.
What?
So Shane told this girl that, you know, that I have a big penis.
Nice.
And yeah. No, it's not nice.
Great Why? Move. I told my BB girl and his, Steve has a huge dick.
Yeah.
And they were giddy.
Perfect.
They were like, oh my God, that's crazy.
Right, so then I was like, did Shane tell you I have a big penis? And she was like, yeah. I was like, I don't. And she was like, oh, well, how big is it? And I was like, not that big. I mean, it's just a normal-sized penis, but not even that, you know?
Yeah.
Shit, man.
What? It's not, but then, well, you are doing her a disservice. Because,
no, I'm not.
Yes,
I'm doing you
now,
a great service.
No.
Yes,
no.
Because
no.
I made a mistake of telling you. I shouldn't have been honest with you.
No, I'm glad you did.
You guys, this is
on,
what's going to happen. Let me tell you what is going to happen, or would have if you hadn't fucking narrowed your urethra it up.
Okay.
This is what would have happened. She would have been excited to see your big dick. She would have removed your trousers, brushed away all that cum, and sat there and looked at an average penis, and in her head been like, it's not as big as Shane said it was, but I'm already down here. Hello.
True.
You would have had her.
No.
You would have. She would have been trapped.
No. First of all,
chasing
I'm not
a
lying.
Big dick. She
I'm
would
not
have
a
been
liar.
Trapped.
I don't lie.
Wear an extension.
What?
Wear an extension.
No. There's no need for an extension. No. Hang on.
Wear a strap on.
That's big dick confidence, dude.
There's
no
need,
dude. There's other confidence from other aptitude levels of.
No, dude.
Hold on. Okay. If you, in her mindset, I would not, if I was going to, let's just take her out of the equation because I just don't want to, you know.
Yeah.
Let's say this was a different female that you had said the exact same thing to and I was potentially going to have sex with.
Oh my God, Steve.
You're gonna have sex with another girl?
You're going to fuck other chicks?
No. We're speaking academically. Okay, so.
She's trying to ruin this date for Steve.
No, we're not. It's going to be fine.
Why are you doing this, man?
I'm not doing anything.
He's trying to go on a date.
I'm still hung up on you breaking the news about your average penis to her and thinking about it in like a 1940s film where it's like, I gotta tell you something, girl, I got a normal size penis. She's like, what?
First of all, no, I did it with tact.
I know, I'm just laughing thinking about that in like a 30s movie.
I mean, she was hilarious.
All right, so let's go back to you trying to fuck other chicks.
Okay, so I'm not trying to,
so it's like a weird science setup where you like digitally create a weird science chick.
No. Now hang on. Okay. So obviously, I understand what's going on here, but I must clarify.
This is you in a VR headset having virtual sex.
Sure, fine. Okay, we're in VR world, and Shane in this virtual reality world, which is an absolute fucking nightmare that he has access to all my texts and my entire sex life.
Why? I'm a great friend.
O'Connor described it perfectly. He was like, you're like a mob boss. Like, you've done an enormous favor for me, but now I'm like, forever under. So anyway, and he was like, he called me on the phone. He was like, why are you texting her like that? And I was like, well, there was mitigating circumstances. He's like, yeah, not because the whole text,
they talk dirty to each other.
Well, no, that night.
And everything she and Steve talk about, I hear about. It goes through me. So I get like screenshots of Steve's fucking like sex.
Okay, now hang on. The sex are specific for a reason that we cleared the air up about.
Oh, it's so funny.
For sure.
Yeah, but she's fantastic. But okay.
She is. I think she's great.
Oh my
great.
God. And
I think
it's just an amazing sense of humor. Yeah.
Truthfully, I think you two together is really great for both of you.
Don't say that though, because you're putting pressure on her, but.
What?
Whatever. Okay.
She's lucky to have you.
Yeah,
what
dude.
A lovely thing to say. Put,
she literally, pressure. I told her that fucking 10 times. Right. I was like, you're fucking lucky to have this guy. It's better than the trash surrounding these fucking girls.
Well, I appreciate that.
Here comes
that.
A
Thank
normal,
you.
Weird-dicked fucking dude.
It's not weird-dick! It's not
dude,
a weird-dick!
You're
dick.
An established man.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you're the fucking shit. And instead of the fucking, yeah, again.
Well, that means a lot. Thank you very much. Man. So, what had happened was she, gave me particular parameters, like, from the start during the interaction. So,
what did you say?
She was like,
promise not to fall in love with me.
Yeah. And then it was also just like, don't be nice to me. Like, cause you know, I'm sure she gets this
you
probably.
Should have tripped her right as she said
she
that.
Did fall. She did fall on the dance floor that night.
What a shit. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. I was behind her. I was like, it was your fault. It was your fault.
Oh, you were talking dirty to her. So you were nagging already.
Yeah, that's the thing, because she said, don't be nice. And like, again, understandably from her perspective, you know, she's 23. She's gorgeous. She probably gets this constantly. So it's going to be exhausting. Right?
So dudes being too nice to her, she's saying?
Yeah, like guys.
You think you're
going
like,
to
be the first bad boy to approach her?
No, I'm not. Sure,
all
I'm
you need to
saying,
do is be nice. Be nice.
Now, hang on.
Be a nice guy.
Yeah, well, we
be
got
yourself.
To that point. We got
right,
to
good.
That point.
Good.
But the point was is that those parameters were set that night.
Don't be too nice to
right,
me.
Right. So then in in every text after that, I felt the need to like throw a pejorative in to be like, you know, something, something, you dumb bitch or something.
That's how he's texting me. He's like, let's go get dinner tomorrow, you fucking dumb bitch. I'm getting these texts like, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing?
How's she like it?
She loved won't. It.
She loves the abuse.
Gruel City, dude.
Of course.
I was with her when she was receiving some of these texts.
Really?
It was gruel.
So she was City? She was writing me funny stuff too.
Yeah,
but
you like
anyway,
that Christmas one? That was me.
It was hilarious, yeah.
You ghostwrote the text?
Yeah, I've been ghostwriting
damn,
most of
you're
sex.
Holding Gerby
I'm
down.
Just catfishing
you're seducing him. You're digitally seducing him through other people.
Did you get the video? Did you get the video she took?
No.
Oh, because she was like, what?
Which video?
We were at the bar and then she was like,
just you peeing on her in her study.
We were at the bar, a public bar, and she was like, put the camera on me, and she was like, tell me about why we should colonize Mars. And I was
like, hilarious.
Yeah. And I was like, is this a photo or something? I was figuring out what's going on. She's like, no, it's a video for Claire. I was like, Claire doesn't want to know that. That's Shane trolling me for Claire.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of that, which is pretty fun.
Yeah, that's fucking
hilarious, dude.
But anyway, I'm having a lot of fun.
So... So that at least the air got cleared up of that, because that was stressful to text somebody a dumb idiot and stuff like that. I mean, like, it's fine. And
she really like you calling her a dumb idiot?
It was like,
I just love imagining Steve sending these texts. Like, geez, I don't know if I should say this, but all right, you fucking dumb bitch. And be like, Jesus Christ, what am I doing?
So she was saying she wants you more to like just be like more or less like an indifferent badass.
No, that was what she said that night.
That's what they want you to be an indifferent badass.
She clarified. Hold on tight. It was like, just be yourself. And I was like, all right, so I'm probably gonna, you know.
Yeah, I'm being a guy who wants to bang.
Yeah.
Damn, Matt. Don't ruin this for Steve.
But I mean, that's the, you know, if you want to get down to the nitty gritty.
What?
It's not just bang.
I
want to
bang and then hang out with you.
Sure.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Damn, yeah, right. Steve, you shouldn't talk like that about this girl.
No. No, hang on. Okay. This is stressful. I knew it was going to be this. No, I was in the supermarket, and Shane called me. And he was like, come to the couch. Like, fuck me. God damn it. Because I can't not. But fuck me. This is over.
Shane summoned his sexual hitman.
So get in here.
I was speaking on behalf of myself, dude. Okay. I was talking about my own personality flaws. I've led a lot of relationships with my own fucking animalistic urges.
No, it's not my animalistic.
I'm not saying
urges.
You. I'm talking about myself.
Okay,
yeah.
Trust me, dude. I've dug myself into the mud with my dick, dude.
Well, my dick's not doing any digging. It's more just like my general disposition.
Your disposition's great.
Okay, thank you.
And she knows.
So you want to fuck her with your personality?
What's that?
You want to fuck her with your personality?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Do you want to make love to her?
I mean, come on.
What?
Yeah, obviously.
You want to make love to her?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you hoping to make love to her on this date?
I mean, if we don't, we don't. That's not a problem. It's a she. Oh, okay.
Why are you so angry right now?
I'm not angry. Well, I'm angry at you a little bit. So let me clarify the emotion. But
oh my god.
No, if we don't, we don't. It's
not a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't force it.
You should not force it, Steve. Remember earlier when you said you were going
to
try to...
I just want
to
hang out with her. That's all.
Remember earlier when we, before the cast, you were like, I'm trying to fuck this dumb bitch.
I did not say that. Oh my God, did I not say that?
Shane, don't ruin it. I'm trying to fuck this dumb bitch.
For Christ's sake, I would never say that.
This whole fucking thing, by the way, we're forgetting all the thousands of other listeners right now and just worrying about one girl listening to this. That's what this whole thing is. It's pretty great.
It's pretty funny. It is.
We're
funny.
Only worried about. I'm only thinking about her right now.
Hearing your girlfriend
this and trying to ruin it for Steve.
Dude, of all of the fucking mental anguish that my girlfriend puts me through on a semi-regular basis, the one thing she does, my sweet little angel, just doesn't listen to the cast, dude. Thank the fucking Lord.
Yeah.
She always like, what do you say on there? And I'm like, nothing, babe. Keep your fucking ears away from this thing.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I think my chick does not listen to it unless right now. Like, we just got in a fight. She's 100% going to
listen. Gather intelligence. She'll go out in the field.
She'll be like, let's see how he's feeling. And let me tell you, you fucking bitch. You break my heart, you bitch. You break my fucking heart.
He really likes you. And
stop.
Very nice person.
Up, Steve.
All right.
Dude, don't you dare. Don't you dare let them infiltrate this fucking safe space we have, dude. Damn. This is a safe space for guys who want to come.
Yeah, this is just dudes coming. That's what this is about. Steve, look at how much Steve has changed, dude.
Gets
a couple hickeys. Now he's Mr. God. Fucking tight to the vest. Now everything he's saying.
No, it's just like, well, your thing.
Maybe you should delete that. I don't know. Fuck you, Steve.
It's not, maybe you should delete that. I was just saying, would you hold off so I can get a second date, potentially?
I want to start a show called The Cum Tank, where you come to me and tell me how you're going to fuck a chick, and I sit there like Cupid, and I'm like, no, I pass, dude. I don't think
stop saying fuck a chick.
Yeah, you're going to fuck a dumb bitch.
Oh, my goodness. It's not... Okay.
Fuck a chick. You're going to have sex.
Okay.
You're going to make love.
Just, you're going to make just, gangsta... You're going to give her some of that gangsta loving, dude.
Yes, yeah. It's not just... It's not, you know.
Yeah, you're going to make love to your soulmate.
Gangsta loving.
It's not my soulmate.
You're going to make
just,
love
to
your soulmate.
Let's just find a middle ground between calling her some bitch and my soulmate.
There's no middle ground.
This person that I
enjoyed spending
time with.
Can you please play the song by Eve, Gangsta Loving? Give me that gangsta loving.
Please. The gruel, the fucking... All the fucking jizz in the world.
You have
to, dude.
It's either going to rain on you or it's not, dude.
You've been doing sit-ups for what?
Just in case.
Just in case what?
You know, things go down and I gotta...
You gotta flex your abs?
Yeah.
Now you're building up your abs, dude.
She's already improving you as a human.
Yep.
She makes you better.
Okay.
So yeah, you're trapped in a limbo between just... You just gotta let her know how you feel. You can't play it too cool. Yeah. You can't play it like...
I'm not playing it too cool. I think I'm playing it. I was honest with her.
About what?
About how he's in love.
I'm not in love.
That's what? You don't love her?
What's that? So the
right, this is so fucking mean. I'll stop. I'm sorry.
It's brutal.
I'm really trying to torment you, and it's fucked up.
And you're doing such a good
job. You don't need to worry about
it. You don't have to worry about it. Because then, like, say you guys date for like a year or so, you'll be half ready for it to end. So right. You'll be like, yeah, whatever.
Don't even. Yeah. I just, like, both sides of that thought experiment I don't like.
This is fucked up. I feel bad.
I know.
My anxiety from drinking, and then plus I feel like I'm actually
we're fucking
this up for him.
No, it's not going to fuck it up. That's what I'm trying to say. Enough.
Yes, yes.
You think so?
I think so, yeah.
My bad.
No. Don't.
Yeah, Matt.
Now I feel bad.
You should feel bad.
No.
I won't feel bad. It is a big game.
Why? It's Steve's. This is it.
You can't approach pussy scared, dude.
I'm approaching it like a reasonable human being that knows that certain people think thoughts when they hear words. Yeah, but
you're approaching an enigma, dude, that is the female psyche. You gotta fucking approach it just like, dude, that's why they paint those guys on those novels, dude. You gotta just get fucking jacked and like grow long hair and just don't think about it and just jump in.
Okay.
Like, we're gonna have sex.
Yeah,
and deal with the fallout. That's all you can do.
I'm not inept at talking to.
I don't think you are.
I know you're not.
I've read all your texts. I think they're great. You got me horny.
I came to talk about all kinds of stuff
here today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I didn't realize how fun it would be to torture Steve.
I know.
It's really fucked up.
But I really think you're fine, dude. I don't think there's nothing to worry about.
You're not getting tortured right now. This isn't torture.
Yeah, I don't.
Quintessential bully thing. It's like, this doesn't hurt.
You're not getting hurt right now.
Then I'm telling you, man.
Do you feel hurt?
No, I don't feel hurt. Feel threatened? I feel concerned.
You feel sexually threatened?
I feel sexually threatened.
You got a fragile thing right now. And you think I'm fucking shaking your arm while you're trying to carry it.
Wonderful.
You're holding an egg with a spoon.
Yeah.
Egg with a spoon.
And Matt's over here blowing on the fucking egg.
Yeah.
Matt's the one who's really
doing
this.
Don't you dare put this on Matt.
It's probably at least 60-40, Matt.
No fucking way.
If we rewind this and listen to some of the things you've said, he called her a bitch.
No, I have not.
He said... All right.
So where are you guys going to go?
I choose to not answer that question.
Yeah, where and what time are you guys going on this date? What's her full name?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I wanted to do something like a classy... You know, like, go to get dressed up and go to, like, a, you know.
Oh, my God.
What?
What are you going to bring her?
Well, first, you know, dude, like a play or like, to the orchestra. It could be fun. Have you ever done that? It's fun.
Fuck no, dude. I like plays, actually.
I like plays. It's like,
I'm a man of the theater.
It's not going to happen because the plays are not.
What's playing right now?
The Nutcracker.
That's a good one.
Take her to the Nutcracker.
I wanted to, but it's like the only shows at 5. The tickets are insanely expensive.
Damn, yeah. She should ball out. Buy her tickets to the Nutcracker.
Well, if things go well, we'll go to the Nutcracker.
Yes, you know, it's like, Gerby.
That actually, she would fucking love that. You're going to have a lot of
course.
Fun. 23-year-olds love theater.
It's so funny because
it's like who you're with, and it's just a matter
I'm just
of
watching you actively avoid all the pitfalls I fall into early on dating. It's like I spend a ton of money I don't have. I just blindly sexually leap into the arrangement, and I just am a disgusting pig, and I'm watching you not do that, and it's very nice, Kirby.
Yeah, Kirby's, you're doing this the right way. She's lucky to have you.
But,
and taking her to the Nutcracker is a great idea. Taking her to a nice thing is a good idea.
Good.
Yeah, I think you should do that. You're a sweet guy.
I want to, but tomorrow we can't, so we're just going to get drinks. But I also do...
You tell her, Big, I was going to take you to the Buttcracker. But it was too expensive, and I decided not to.
Well, no, I did text her that.
You said, like, I'm going to just save on this one.
You're like, I don't know if you're worth it.
Yeah.
Price-wise, I don't know if I care enough.
I don't think she read it that way. Because I did say I wanted, you know, we're going to do it in the future.
That's like, fun.
When prices come down.
No, I just needed to buy them earlier. I just needed to buy them earlier.
You got to see the Nutcracker off-season. That's when it's real cheap. I see it in July.
Saber dance?
Saber dance?
That's like, isn't that from the Nutcracker?
I've never seen.
What do you think?
I've never.
We're going to talk about Saber dance? Just,
put that on Spotify. I've never indulged. The Nutcracker musical. It's classical music.
I've never indulged in a live Nutcracker.
Dude, he was listening to Victory on the way here. My dad used to play it on a record dancer. You think he's going to listen to, your dad used to play Nutcracker and dance around?
Yeah. Like, put me on his shoulders and dance around. What's a Nutcracker
dance? You just, like, pull your arms down and open your mouth. Oh man, it's like about like a 15-second laugh break.
Oh fuck!
Oh god damn!
That's the exact type of laugh break I need to recalibrate.
Don't, you're not getting attacked. This is great.
I don't know why I'm laughing so hard.
Because it's uncomfortable. I'm finished. And Steve's fired up.
I'm just trying to break the psychic tension.
I feel sad.
You?
Yeah, I feel bad.
You feel sad?
I don't want you to feel bad.
I don't feel bad. I just, you know, like I said, I'm concerned.
Yeah,
that's
you're
it.
In love.
Not in love. Don't.
You're
talk,
so
no.
in love right now.
Goodness,
that like,
don't say that. No, no.
You're lovesick.
Okay.
You got lovesick.
Yeah, dude.
Not lovesick.
I instantly fall in love. If I like right the way a girl looks, I fall in love. I can't
fucking. Claire looked at me after that show at Helium, and I was like, I'm in love with her now.
Yeah, dude.
We'll ride this out. And now I'm in choppy waters, just hanging on.
I am in a situation where I have access to date somebody who is a very funny, very nice, very attractive person, and I'm trying not to... And who seems to find me funny.
So you made a good choice, and you came on this podcast. You know?
Yeah.
You were like, this will help.
Dude, although I will say,
the reason I chose to go on this podcast is because I owe you. Like, so much. No, not like I owe you. Fair. Okay, time out. Now. Back up. He just made a fucking gross face.
You're doing me a favor right now?
I'm not doing you a
Shut
favor.
The fuck
oh,
up.
My God.
No,
you know
he's,
that's
he's
not
saying,
what I mean.
He's more or less.
For fuck's sake. I'm just saying.
He's placing you more. He's doing what he would do in, like, a medieval father figure. He's like. Given, he's like, thank you so much for letting me. She's basically your daughter.
Shane has been like a juggernaut for me. Plowing through walls, like grabbing me by the
I just want you to plow some walls.
I'm just going to say the sincere thing straight through all this. McKeever, fine, you can roll your eyes. He's rolling his eyes at me.
All right, say something.
Nah, Speak your piece.
I already said it.
Say something.
What? That you love Shane?
Yeah, I really appreciate you.
I love you, dude.
All right.
I love you.
Shane held his hand out for kiss.
Look at Shane.
No, here's what I'm saying, and this is fair to say, because again... I'm like a scientific skeptic when it comes to chicks. And when you meet a girl on the second date, and like, I hate to break it to you, all girls are awesome on the first second date. They're like smoke, dude. They fucking hit the smoke. It's a hologram.
It's crazy.
And then they're fucking like, they're a hologram. Like, what do you like? I like that too. Da, 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 da. Then you find out where they actually lay. She might be, that might be her true authentic self.
That's cool.
I hope so. Yeah. Also, I remain skeptical.
I think
I get tricked.
Good. I think that's good.
Yeah.
I'm saying I get tricked a lot of times.
Okay.
Well, everybody gets tricked. The first couple of dates, and then you're tricking them a little bit.
For sure.
For the most part. I mean,
not me.
I think the older you get, you stop tricking them.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
When you're young,
saying,
it's all...
No, I got a fat penis, so I don't, you know...
Well, I was doing that behind your back for you.
Right, and then I untricked her.
Yeah, but, she's not that gullible, Steve. I wasn't tricking
her. Well, it's
her.
Also... Yeah.
She's not getting mad at me. Yeah. Don't get mad at me.
That's all relative, too. The size of their women, like they have it depends how big their father's penis was.
Okay,
that gives them their inbuilt mechanism for like appraising penile size.
Yeah.
So if you can meet the dad and like kind of suss out his bird,
yeah,
his bird works. Seriously, I had a theory that like women with smaller vaginas had dads with smaller penises. So the shallower it is, it's like
shallower.
Yeah.
Like a shallow vagina?
Some have like shallower than others for sure.
Yeah.
Some have the old fucking Hogwarts hallway, dude. It's just like
never. Damn. That's perfect for you though.
What's that?
Hogwarts hallway, dude. You just fly in there. You look like Harry Potter. You fly right up that hallway with that just sitting on a broom, dude. Fueled by cum.
Oh my god.
So instead of
the date, what are you guys doing for the date?
Is this funny to other people? I think it's fucking funny. I can't tell if us tormenting our friend is...
I don't think it's torment. I think yeah, we're
not
fine, tormenting.
It's, you're not. It's we're only helping. Because of this. It's just the exact time that this is happening.
Yeah, the
it's
date,
the only
the
reason
date
this
is tomorrow.
Problem.
But dude,
yeah.
if the date's tomorrow and then all of a sudden she hears it and is like, fuck, you know what I mean? If she hears it and she doesn't like that.
Dude, if she cancels this date because of this podcast, I'll give you $300.
I don't want
and
that money.
I'll let you fuck my girlfriend.
No. No. I, you know, let's, so what were you saying?
Nothing. I think the Nutcracker's a great idea. What other ideas do you have?
Well, I don't know.
What's your
I mean,
dream date right now? Because now you're just in, what's your dream date?
I mean, what were you going to say?
Nothing. I said, what's your
dream
date?
Oh, my
dream
date.
Yeah.
Okay. I think dream date. Would be
we gotta get you in a tux for sure.
No, I want to wear that suit. I want to wear that suit.
Okay, so you're wearing a cool suit.
Yeah, and then we would go. You know, they had this thing at the Kennedy Center at one point. It was called like Summer Solstice or whatever.
Yeah.
And they had bars set up, and then you could go into different rooms, and there was like different performances happening in different rooms. So you get a little boozy, you walk around, you see cool shit, and you're all dressed up. That's like ideal for me because we could pop out into the center, we can talk, we can go watch some shit, make fun of it.
What is
what?
It? I'm not saying anything.
Oh,
what
yeah.
is it?
Yeah. What's your problem?
I didn't say anything. I was just wiping my nose. I was just thinking about doing like a Pretty Woman fantasy type thing.
Yeah.
I was going to drop my girlfriend off at like K&A, have her stand out with the streetwalkers and come in a limo and like rescue her from a life of just prostitution.
Yeah.
Let her stay with me. It'd be a nice little role play. It's not much for, that's not second date material, but that's more like, it's more like 3 years in.
Right.
Keep it spicy in the fucking shared house.
But I think at the end of the day, like the date is, it just depends on, you know, compatibility and you can have fun doing anything.
I think that's so sweet.
Oh. I was all jazzed to go dancing, and she's like, I don't want to go dancing.
Are you
good
a dancer?
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kirby's can cut a fucking rug.